Welcome to Wildly Worthy, where we get intentional about money and life. I'm Nikki. I used to be insecure, anxious, feeling stuck like a victim of my circumstances until I started taking inspired action and truly believing in myself. Now I'm an international money and mindset coach, teach other women how to take charge of their finances and their lives. Each week, I'll teach you something new to get you one step closer to your dream life. You'll learn how to make friends with your money and yourself while finding gratitude and abundance all around you. It's time to start believing that you are wildly worthy of your wildest dreams. I'm so happy you're here. Let's get started. Hello, hello. Welcome back, friends. Hey, do you like the new intro? I just did it. I realized my intro said nothing about me being a money coach, and I was like, should probably change that so people know what they're getting when they get on this podcast, and they're not like, why is this girl talking about money so much? You know, that's what I talk about. It's not because I love money. I don't want to swim around in coins like Scrooge McDuck, but it's because of the freedom that money can give us, the lives, the opportunities, the comfort that money can give. And that's not to say money's more important than people or anything like that. It's not. But let's just think of it as in addition to those you love, right? Cool. So today I want to talk about a Christmas list. I want to talk about spending without... Okay, so I was looking at my notes and I saw like I had notes of keep a list of ideas on Asana. And so whenever I'm like, okay, what am I going to talk about today? I go look at this list because I can't record them all every time I think of, oh, that's a great idea to do a podcast on. So I saw the list and it said living within your means. And I was like, well, ew, I don't want to talk about living within your means. Although you have to do that if you want to have extra money, right? So let's talk about that in a little bit more of a positive, abundant light today. So I want to talk about, you know, finding the balance between living abundantly and then living within your means. So how can you live abundantly with the money that you have, right? And seeing how it's Christmas time, if you're listening to this later, I'm sorry. But it's Christmas time, I'm listening to Christmas music, and the other day I was driving and Santa Baby, the Ariana Grande version, came on, and I was like, whoa, that is a girl who knows what she wants. Like, she has her list for Santa, and she's like, I want a yacht, and really, that's not a lot. She is like, I deserve this, so I'm getting this. And if you don't know this, Ariana Grande is like real big into manifestation. She has a couple songs, just like Magic and her Seven Rings song. They're all talking about manifestation, like how she wants it, she's got it, right? So when I was listening to that, I was like, it's so clear. This is what I want. I know it's a song, right? But it's like, how can I use this in telling people about, you know, how to manifest your desires while also not spending more money than you have and getting yourself into financial trouble, right? So let's take that. I want you to make a list. So think of it as like a letter to Santa, your Christmas list, you know, if it's your birthday list. Make a wish list of the things you want. They can be little things like an outfit or a pair of boots that you really have been eyeing, or it can be big things like a house on the beach. So make your list of what it is that you want. And I know I've talked about this before, so I'm going to add to this, right? See, can I buy any of those things right now? Because more than likely, you probably can. You probably have the income to buy the boots, to buy the outfit, to buy an iPhone. So it's really about getting intentional about what you want. And is this serving future you? Will future you look back and go, gee, thanks for buying that. I really needed that. Or will future you go, what was I thinking? So take yourself, you know, a few months, a few years, whatever, in the future and look back and see, how am I going to feel about this in the future, right? Is this just serving present you, your like impulse, desire, gotta have it? Or is it something that is going to be an investment into what you, the kind of life you want to live? So choose intentionally. Make your list. Don't make impulse decisions. And, oh my gosh, okay, this one's gonna, might trigger some people, but avoid being manipulated by marketing. And not that you're easily manipulated, I'm not saying that at all, but that's what marketing is. Marketing is trying to play on your emotions to get you to buy something, invest in something, pay for something. 90-some% of the decisions we make with our money are emotional. If you don't believe me, go look at the statistic. It is true. We buy based on emotion. We buy based on how we think we will feel. So I'm asking you to be able to see that and know that when you buy something or you're, you know, reading a marketing ad or seeing an advertisement, that is this true? Do I really feel this? Or is this just like, you know how when you watch a movie, I'll talk about myself, because yesterday I watched one of those cheesy Christmas movies where people fall in love, that she inherited a castle. She didn't inherit a castle, she actually bought a castle. And I cried because that's how the movie was set up. That's why I don't watch This Is Us anymore, because I'm like, this show is just to make me cry, and I don't like it. I don't like that they're manipulating me to cry every time I watch this show, so I quit watching it. Watching, not washing. So, like, I could watch that movie and know, this is not, these are not my feelings, like, I'm not there, this is not happening to me, right? I can take myself out of the situation and decide, like, okay, is this a life I want? I don't know. So that's all I'm asking, is that when you go in to purchase something, that you ask yourself, okay, is this really a desire? Is this something that I have wanted? Or is this something that's just like playing on an insecurity or a flaw in quotes? I'm putting flaw in quotes because I believe that we think we have flaws when they're not really flaws. But is this something that's playing on something that is an insecurity for me, that I see as an imperfection and I want to fix? Or is it something that I really and truly do want to fix, and I think it's for my highest good and the highest good of all involved? So I'm asking you to get deep here when you are spending your money, when you are making your wish list. So that's how you're going to find the balance between living in abundance and living within your means. And you can live abundantly and also live within your means. That doesn't mean that your means can't expand exponentially, right? You may start bringing in more money. Then you can spend more money. And then you will be like, oh yeah, okay, I can do this. I can do this. I'm opening myself up to all the abundance in the world. Right? So feeling, it feels restrictive to have a budget. It feels like somebody's like wagging their finger at you, like, don't spend on that. And that's not how it is or how it has to be. You know, if you follow some other people who will not be named, who coach on money or teach on money or whatever, they may do that. They may be like, oh, well, if you can't do this, if you can't afford to do this, then you don't deserve it. No, that's not true. I don't agree with that. I think that you deserve everything that is your deepest desire. And I want to help you get to that. So that is one of the things that I'm doing in this hybrid coaching program I'm starting next month. I think it'll be mid to late January, but we're going to learn how to heal your relationship with your money and yourself so that you can spend intentionally, so that you'll have more money every single month, even if you're not making more money. I promise that. Even if you're not making more money, you are going to have more money every single month. I know it sounds like magic. It's not. It's just reworking the numbers, honestly. And I'm going to do that with you one-on-one. Each person I'm going to have one-on-one meetings with every single month. And then in group, I'm going to be more like teaching money mindset, like how to change how you feel about money, how you approach money, how to call more money in, how to feel good about money. And as always, talk about how to make friends with your money. We're going to be doing all of that. And I'm just so excited because I've not seen anything like this done in the space that I'm in. And I know a lot of financial coaches, but I really truly believe in working with the masculine and the feminine side of money, which is masculine is like the doing, the budgeting, the credit cards, like the actual touching money, maybe not touching that money, but seeing it, versus the feminine, which is more of feeling and being, like, who am I being? What am I allowing into my space? Like, how is my energy around this thing? Right? So I wanted to be able to take both sides because I see it, people work with one side or the other. And people have told me, like, you can't do both, Nikki. You've got to pick one. You've got to either be a money mindset coach or you've got to be just financial coaching, like numbers, spreadsheets, da 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 da. Now I'm here to tell you that I'm not doing it. I ain't doing it. And I'm going to do both. And we're going to do both. And it's going to be a perfect marriage. Like a yin and yang. You know, we need both to really grow as humans, as souls, in a human experience, right? Having a human experience. And to really and truly heal that relationship with yourself and your money. And I keep saying yourself because a lot of our money decisions have to do with how we feel about ourselves and, you know, how we've grown up and all that good stuff. So I am super excited about how this is going to grow so many people, and it's just going to be a massive, like, up level in the whole group. And I'm going to keep it small, like maybe 10 people. If you are interested, I'm putting the wait list in my show notes. And I'm getting ready to record a meditation, and I'm going to send to all my waitlist people a money meditation to get you started, to start getting in that headspace of, oh yeah, I am living abundantly. I am a multimillionaire, right? And even though right now you probably don't believe that, we're going to get there, I promise. So super, super excited about that. I cannot wait to see who shows up and what kind of amazing community of women we have working on their money, life, goals, intentions, visions. Yes, love it. Okay, thanks so much for hanging out with me today, guys. I will see you next time. Bye.